got a battle up in Brady, but New Hitchcock County and Brady kick off the season. Let's talk now with Falcons coach Randall Rath. Coach, good to have you back, and I know a good summer, all these kids hitting the weight room and keeping the shape and getting stronger, getting faster, and ready for a little football. I know last year, battled some youthness for the most part, but these kids are 1 year older, and expectations pretty high. You can bounce back with a nice year.
They are, and our kids are excited about that. Our coaching staff's excited. I think the whole community is. We had some pretty key injuries last year, which we felt, we really were not a bad football team going into playing Sand Hills and, having a chance. We were in that ball game, the whole ball game, and then got really beat up through the season. And those kids, two of them have come back and are really ready to go this year, and so are the rest of the kids. Like you said, the youth from last year, I hope that helped us grow up as well. And we're still relatively young, as we only got one senior out.
Really, you have kids back in the skill positions, offense, but your offense and defensive fronts, you've got some of those guys back again this year.
Yeah, we do, we've got some competition there, which is good, and we feel a lot better about our depth than we've felt last year, for sure, and think, that game to game, we may have different kids at each position, and that makes practices a lot better, and, it makes it a lot more enjoyable for the kids, too, and the coaching standpoint of things, that you see a lot of effort, each other trying to, beat the other kid out, but also being good teammates and just trying to make each other the best they can be.
Jack Baker, back at quarterback. He's already a junior. Boy, these kids just grow up so darn fast. They're freshman, sophomore. Now Jack's already a junior, and he's going to be kind of the guy to lead that offense, isn't he?
Yeah, hopefully he steps in and does a good job. He started 2 games for us last year. And, we've got high expectations from him being a leader, and we've got to do that. And we've got a lot of kids that have that capability, and now we just need to stand up and take over. And, again, it's going to have to be a junior. Besides, we have Dalton Hagen, as a senior, which will do a good job in leading, but it takes a lot more than one. And, we've got some other kids, too, that are very capable of doing that.
I know Carson Schuler had a nice season for you last year, Coach. I know, unfortunately, boy, he was involved in, gosh dang, a car incident about, a couple of weeks ago, and probably banged up a little bit. Is he going to be able to play tonight, or is he still a week or so away?
Yeah, he's going to play. He's a tough kid, and he's excited, about having the opportunity to be able to do that. It's just a miracle that everything turned out the way it did, and we are just very thankful for the entire family. But he'll be ready to go. I don't know how much we'll play him. We'll go game, minute by minute and warm up stuff. We'll just see how things play themselves out.
I didn't think he'd ever get as big as his older brother Keegan or even his dad, but by gosh, that kid might be the biggest kid by the time it's all said and done of the bunch, the way he's growing, huh?
He is, he's 6'3", a solid 6'3", and he's weighs just under 220, so he's really worked hard to make himself strong, too, and we're excited. He's going to be a load. We're playing him at fullback and tailback, and he's got decent speed, but he likes to run over people a little bit too much. We've got to work on his finesse game a little, but he's a great kid that he's going to be a real physical kid for us and hopefully lead us that way.
Coach, you got a Brady team that's moving their way up to six man to 8 man. So a little bit blind on this one for tonight, aren't you?
We are. They're scary. We know the Miller kid, his brother was exceptionally fast, and this one, he's going to be a sophomore, and we've heard a lot of things about how good an athlete he is, and he's super, super fast kid. We know that. And they run a lot of different sets if they do things they've done in the past. we don't really know for sure what they're going to do, like you said, and that's kind of scary for us as well, going in the game. So we're trying to, you know, make sure we're ready to do what we do, and we'll play a lot of base defense just to try to not make the kids think too much. And, you know, these guys are smart. That's one good thing about this group. There's a lot of real smart kids on this football team.
Well, Coach, it looks like it's going to be a promising season. You got some tough district games down the way, the Cambridges, Loomises, Bertrands, Overton, teams like that. Game by game, one game at a time, start with Brady first, and this would be a big road win for you, wouldn't it?
It'd be huge. You know, we need to get off to a good start, and it's exciting. We kind of got rained out of practice last night, so that throws a little wrinkle into our game preparation, but hopefully we are well prepared, and I really think we will be. The kids are excited, and like you said, Rich, it's a game that we need to get off to a good start, and we need to finish it and do what we do, and not worry about the score till the game's over, and just, you know, just play fundamentally sound football throughout.